Good morning. This is dedicated Lulei Nishmas Per Alfredo Baslaib. Baruch Hashem, we are continuing Sefer HaMitzvahs. Today is day number 146. Today we cover two positive commandments and one negative commandment. The first is Mitzvahs Aseh number 138. We learn this mitzvah from Parshas Behar. Uvechol Eretz Achuzaschem Geula Titnu La'aretz. All land that we buy in Eretz Yisrael needs to go back to the person it belonged to first during Yovel. Who is the person it belonged to first? The person who got it when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. This way, all of the land stays in the same Shevet forever. Dividing the land. The land of Eretz Yisrael was divided fairly, so each family that goes into Eretz Yisrael will have the same amount of place to grow things. Then Eretz Yisrael was divided into 12 parts, each with the right amount of sections for the number of people that are in the Shevet. The names of the Shvatim were written down on pieces of parchment, and the names of these 12 parts of Eretz Yisrael were written down on different pieces of parchment. All of these pieces of parchment were mixed together in a box. Elazar put on the special clothing of a Kohen Gadol so he would have Ruach HaKodesh. Each Nasi came up one by one. First, Elazar said with Ruach HaKodesh which part of Eretz Yisrael would go to this Shevet. And then the Nasi picked out two pieces of parchment. It was a nes, a miracle. They all picked out the parchment with the name of their Shevet, and also the one with the part of Eretz Yisrael that Elazar just said. And even more, the parchment talked and said that this part of Eretz Yisrael goes to this Shevet. All of these Nisim helped the Yidden to know that Hashem is deciding where each person's piece of Eretz Yisrael is. The next mitzvah is Mitzvahs Lo Sa'aseh, number 227. We learn this mitzvah from Parshas Behar. V'ha'aretz lo simacher litz misus. When we sell land in Eretz Yisrael, we aren't allowed to sell it forever. We are only allowed to sell it until Yovel, and then we get it back. The next mitzvah is Mitzvahs Aseh number 139. We learn this mitzvah from Parshas Behar. V'ish ki yimkor beis moishav ir choma v'gomer. A house in a city in Eretz Yisrael that had a wall around it when the Yidden first came into Eretz Yisrael is different than other land. These houses can be sold forever. They can only be bought back for 1 year, and they don't go back to the original owner in Yovel. In the Shlosh Prakim of Rambam, we are continuing Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel in Perek Tes. In the Shmita year, we don't owe anyone money anymore. That's called Shmitas Kasafim. We learn that there is a way for a Beis Din to take over the loan, called Prusbul, so that the loan will be paid back even after Shmita. In Perek Yud, we learn about Yovel, when it is, and what are the mitzvahs that we do during that year. The Rambam gives an exact calculation of when the years of Yovel were and when the Yidden stopped counting them. In Perek Yud Aleph, in this Perek, we learn about fields in Eretz Yisrael. Even when we sell them, they go back to the person who sold them during Yovel. This is called Sedei Achuza. These are the dinim of the first two mitzvahs in today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Have a wonderful day.